You're listening to the Mind Made Wrong podcast, presented by Steel Maggie, episode number 44.
I feel like in everyone's story, in everyone's guest story that comes on this podcast, there is a pain that has been overcome. There is a pain that still needs to be contended with, but there's also a message that comes from that, and there's something to be shared. What do you think is the most significant struggle that artists face today? You know, it can be musicians, it can be, you know, painters, just creative people today when it comes to their mental health and their creative output.
I would go back to, especially in an age where there are so many voices out there, when it's so easy to kind of put your expressions into some kind of public forum, I would say just self-esteem. Like, I promise you, if you're at home feeling like something you did is cool, there's at least one other person who's going to appreciate it, or there's going to be more people who like appreciate that you're expressing that. So like, the biggest thing is for me sitting at home and like listening to a loop that I made, and I'm like, this is cool, but you know, what is someone else going to think about it? And it's like, that question is already, you're already kind of digging a ditch. It's like, the first part is most important. Like, how are you feeling about it? So I'll say, so especially in, if you're around a lot of people who make music, if you're, you know, you're like on a streaming platform or something, you see there are this many artists out there, you might feel as if something you're making isn't as original as you, you know, think it is. Like you were saying, you know, that liar is telling you that, you know, is telling you to second guess yourself. So that's the biggest thing by far, is just, you know, trusting yourself and believing in something that you like.
That's been what I've been getting into. So good. Okay, so there's so, like, my brain is going in like so many different directions right now about like what we can talk about. But absolutely. So I just had like this, you know, everyone, well, not everyone, but like everyone who listens to this podcast knows, and everyone who kind of knows me and following me knows what I've been, you know, going through in these past like 3 months, you know, the incident that happened, and or at least just a little bit, you know, the basics. And you know, I got sober, and the craziest things, like, three months of being sober, almost, probably by the time this podcast comes out, it will be, I know, 3 months of being sober. I know, it feels like it's been 3 years to me, but 3 months of being sober, I've done more in my life than in, and I've gone more, and I've grown more in my brain than I did of 7 years of drinking. You know, I'm 26 now, I started drinking when I was 19, and it's just, I have learned so much about who I thought myself to be, the traps that I was putting myself in, the places I went mentally, and the places I stayed for no reason at all. And the entire reason, you know, the main reason why I was drinking is because I hated myself. I hated everything about myself. And I thought I loved myself, and, you know, it was life, a party and everything. And so my entire, you know, thing these past 3 months is rediscovering, or maybe even discovering for the first time, self-worth, and how to, and that, and it just like, just experimenting with the crazy idea that I have value, and that's a big deal, obviously for me, because it's my life, but in the artistic
No, I was following you.
In the artistic community, because we're just, like you were saying, we're just, it's just pushed down, you know, that, like, it's just pushed into our throats that we're a drop in the bucket. You know, especially like if, you know, if you don't have a bunch of money behind you, or if you're an indie artist, that's a bad thing. And, you know, and it's, you are never going to get plays, or you're never going to get heard, or your artwork is never going to be purchased or seen if you don't buy my program, or if you don't, you know, you don't pay for my playlist, you know?
But yeah.
And it just really, it feeds it. It just like, it feels like, you know, I feel like sometimes I feel like prey, you know, and like we've got these vultures, you know, swarming around us. So enough of me just going on about that. Although that was an important preface. How did you go about finding this sense of, because we were talking about in the preliminary call about this sense of value, and how did you discover your just accepting that concept that your life has value, and that your work as an artist also has immense value, and it means something to someone else? Because you were saying that it's like, oh, someone else is going to like your art, doesn't matter. But so that's hard to wrap your brain around, you know, when it's like you can't even feel it for yourself. You know, why does my art, you know?
So I really like that question. So first off, I'm like very fortunate to be in this age, you know, as I was talking about, you know, it's very easy to have so many artists kind of on the same platform and in the same environment. At the same time, it's easy to get your music in the, you know, hands or in the ears of people, you know, all across the world. So the first time I started seeing some kind of value in my music was as soon as I was brave enough to start showing people what I was doing. One of the first things I did at Cal Poly that really got me in that mindset was when I did the like a 30-day songwriting challenge, which I think was like 2016, 2015, something like that. And so that's very much like a forum, like you're saying, like a community. There's a very communal aspect to that when you're around people who you respect as musicians, you respect them as songwriters, and you're all in this weird boat of trying to like push something out every single day. And so when you get feedback in that kind of context, it really means something. And of course, before that, you know, as I'd been playing guitar and kind of improving throughout all these weird like stages of my life, as far as like my mental health and this and that, like there was always that in the background where someone would be like, oh, this guy's kind of good at guitar. And it never really like registered with me. Like I was hearing it through high school, but I never, even now I don't consider myself like, you know, I'm all right. But like getting feedback from other people is like the biggest thing for me as far as reminding myself, because I guess before, because I guess otherwise I wouldn't be putting any of this out. I would just be like, it'd be cool for like a self-esteem story if I was just like playing this for myself. But as far as wanting to feel like I'm, you know, part of some kind of community, it helps to get that feedback from other people. So I guess one specific story I can think of, I wrote a song called Perfect Day based on a prompt I got where someone asked like, write about what your perfect day would be. So pretty straightforward. So I put it on my SoundCloud, and maybe, I don't know, 6 months later, it was a good amount of time later, my sister was actually out of the country, and she texted me saying she was, like, in Paris looking at some, you know, some building. I don't know. It was spelled weird. She was like, oh, it's sunset. I'm looking at this, blah, 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 and I was listening to your song, and it was, like, such a good moment. No, right? So she's like, oh, you know, it was such a good moment, and that, like, totally killed me. Like, I know even the fact that it was my sister of all people, it's like I never imagined that something I put out would have that kind of effect on someone where they would listen to it and kind of attach it to a positive memory. So just knowing that I kind of had that power in my hands, I don't know how else to put it, it makes you feel like more human. You're like, I feel this way when I listen to other artists' music, to know that I could have someone feel the same way about something I do, that was like, that was the biggest like you know, plug, like it makes sense now. You know what I mean?
It clicked with a term. I love that you said, I felt it made me feel more human. mental health issues, just because they are isolating, it can be very dehumanizing. You know, you feel abnormal. Oh, yeah. You do abnormal things, you know, when you're isolating yourself, you're not getting that like human contact. So it kind of makes it, by virtue of that, it makes you feel like separated. And so I love that's part of like your community engagement. And that's so sweet. That's adorable. sometimes family is not supportive. You know, I'm very lucky to have a supportive family, but sometimes
saying this out loud is making me realize that I'm very fortunate to be in that kind of situation where you know, they didn't like the metal riffs, but as soon as I kind of moved on from that, they were more or less like supportive, you know what I mean? So I'm very lucky in that regard.
Yeah, that's it. So yeah, sometimes our families, like the people that we're most close to, like don't actually like our music, but they'll support us because they know us. It's like, okay, I guess you're not being fake, which is good. Like you're not like pretending to blow smoke, you know, you're not blowing smoke up in my ass just because. Well, that's good. I would like to know, so do you have any, we're talking more about community and things that we can do to overcome, you know, that sense of terrible depression and self-loathing. And do you have any resources when it comes to exploring more of that, and when it comes to mental health, it can be, you know, a book or a YouTube channel, or just, you know, people have said, you know, that they take medication. Is there anything that you personally, you know, do, or meditation, something that you do on a daily basis that keeps you, you know, moving forward and doesn't keep you stuck in the hole?
So I do smoke bud. I don't know if that counts. I didn't want to like come on here and like act like I was the advocate. Like this is the cure.
This is the weed episode.
But you know, when I was thinking about that question before this, the biggest thing, again, I feel corny saying this, but I think about like my mom. Like whenever I have a discussion with her, and she asks me how I'm doing, I end up learning something about myself or learning something that I take with me after that conversation, you know? So like one thing I talk about, or something I think about a lot is, I was thinking about like self-esteem and not taking things too personally, you know, not overthinking small interactions. And I remember a conversation I had with her a few years ago. I was complaining about somebody in my life and I was going, oh, you know, this person, they keep, you know, asking for this and then doing this. They keep, you know, it feels like they're messing with me on purpose. And all she just goes, don't assume someone's intentions. Like you can't do that. And that's all she said. And it blows my mind because I've been thinking about that for like 2 or 3 years since. And it applies to so many situations where you might have a bad interaction or somebody that you're complaining about kind of in your inner thoughts. And you're about to go down this road of like, oh, I bet they, and it's like, that thing. You already know it. That's exactly what it is.
Everyone listening to part one right now, it's probably not part one. It's actually, considering the amount of time that we've spent, it's probably part two, but still listening.
It's like
everyone watching knows what's happening, so you should watch.
That exact posture. It's like, it doesn't help anything. And 9 times out of 10, you're probably wrong. So, talking to her, she always has some kind of like wise thing to, you know, help me think about my problem in a new perspective and remind me that most of the things I'm thinking about aren't that bad in the grand scheme of things. So that personally, I know some people kind of take that as like they start to feel guilty about their situation when they take that kind of road. But for me, that's just a way to ground me and like remind me that like, dude, this isn't that Like, yeah,
this is small beans.
Yeah, for that, that's my, yeah, that helps for me.
That's so sweet. Oh my goodness, aren't you just a sweetheart? Just kidding. So yeah, you know what, don't feel bad about the weed thing, because like I one of the guests on this podcast a long time ago, actually one of my first guests, he microdosed, you know, and he that was his way, you know, and you know, he was very anti-medication, and you know, so we all have our different ways. I take, you know, two different medications a day, and you know, that's my way, and some different things work for other people, but going into what's it called, my mind just went dead. Just
while it's dead, I was gonna say I did write a song called Microdose. That's on one of my SoundCloud pages. That was directly inspired by I wrote it on like a Super Bowl Sunday after I took one. Yeah, it's on. It was from the RPM challenge I did in like 2018, which is like an offshoot of the 30 day.
Yeah, it's like 10 songs in a month. Yeah. Bender was telling me about that.
I think, yeah, he's doing it this year. I think this one was like 2017 or 18.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's one of my favorite songs. So shout out to that dude, wherever he's at.
Game 16, game 16. They don't want it. The plug ran off. Don't know when I got soft. Oh, when the respect was lost. Now I'm pissy drunk, moaning on the floor like Hasselhoff. No help scares. Even though you were going God knows where.
Then what?
Then coming right back to me. Next time, Warner Brother like act to me.
That was whack.
That make you the roadrunner? High key, I'm not wily enough to get you to stay. Besides, only known you for like 4 summers. Might be that I was careless with the trust. Crazy
how- and we're back in. If you liked that, Martin is on SoundCloud primarily, correct, as you said earlier.
Yes. That track is actually, I have like 2 alternate SoundCloud pages because I was running out of space on the first one. Microdose is on Release the Heretic.
That was like the band name. That's a badass name.
I have like band names that I'm like, I got kind of stored. But that one, yeah, that one's Release the Heretic. But
oh my god, I would like go to like every single like Release the Heretic show, even if I didn't even like the music, just because I love the name. I just would be like posting on Instagram like, I'm Release the Heretic.
It sounds like a hardcore band. Yeah, yeah. See, with like the I don't. It's not that type of music at all, though. That's what's. But anyway.
Yeah, but like you. Like, because of the name, you'd get, like, listens, I think. And, like, you know, it's, like, because people think. And then they're like, oh, but this is actually really good music. And they're like, oh.
See, that's another good idea, yeah. I should start.
Told you about this podcast. Like, but just by virtue of talking, we get shit done here.
For real. I'm trying to think of what it would be like if someone were to see that name and then see my picture and then hear the music and be like, okay. That's a good reaction to me. Like,
you're very eclectic, you know, when it comes to, I think, like, when I hear your music, and when I like, and when I also like juxtapose, like, you know, with the juxtaposition of Mellow Lando, and then there's you, it's, you have a lot of different influences, but then it just like, look at you and it just makes sense, you know. I appreciate that. It becomes cohesive at the end of the day. So we are gearing towards the end of our time. I want to ask you a two-parter question. I am thinking about legacy lately and vision. And I want to know what your vision is for your career and for the community of artists and listeners. It doesn't have to be the community that you seek to serve. Can we talk a little bit about that?
I never really had I guess like high aspirations when it came to this, like as far as reaching like certain heights, you know what I mean, like that kind of thing.
It doesn't really have to be.
I just say that, like, I kind of always just wanted to be that, like, that guitar dude. Like, that was just my only real goal. Like, if I could be, if I could just have that, like, or like, oh, like, oh yeah, that was the guitar dude. Yeah. Like, I want that on the, on my tombstone or something.
Too bad the Instagram handle that guitar dude is probably already taken.
Oh yeah.
Several times,
like,
over.
Super good. Yeah. Like, I don't. He's probably a shredder or something. But
Guitar dude.
That was. I like that question because I'm thinking, like, in short term and long term. Like right now, what I'm thinking about. I want to, like, I have so many, like, little snippets of ideas from those years of doing the 30-day challenges and the RPM challenges that, like, I would love to just have some kind of, like, project that covers that era, that's kind of like the finished versions of my favorite, you know, 10 or so tracks from that, because I have stuff where I'll go back and listen to it and it's like a 30-second thing and I'm like, why didn't I ever finish, you know? So it's like there's a lot of stuff that kind of fits that category. So in the immediate future, I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about re-recording a lot of stuff and, you know, making it into a coherent sounding project and having that kind of represent what I've been doing the past, you know, 10 years or so. Because, you know, you ever, like, read about certain artists and their albums and they're like, oh, this song, I wrote it when I was, you know, this old, and then we recorded it like this, and then like this, and then like this, and then it finally ended up on this project, and it might be like one of your favorite songs, but you don't know what it was like, you know, 3 or 4 demos ago. I just love that idea of that process, you know, going on for so long. And so yeah, I just kind of want to finalize a set of stuff and have that be like, this is when I was at Cal Poly, this is time of my life, this is
your eras, you know.
It's kind of like that Motown thing I was talking about as far as the volumes of discs and whatnot, but I again, I don't think of it in terms of like my beginner or whatever and now I'm here. It's kind of like it's like the closest thing to a photo album or something like that, you know, because I don't have a lot of pictures of myself, so even with like cell phone, like I didn't take a lot of pictures of myself, so that's like the closest I have to hearing something and knowing exactly what I was feeling, what I was thinking when I put this together, you know, like it.
What you were wearing, you know, it's like, that. That's like a photo of you, but it's not a photo. It's an audio photo. Yeah, I guess that's a song, isn't it? Like an audio photo. Music is like a song is like a little audio screenshot of, you know, how you were feeling. If you could just take a picture of that, you know, I guess that's what music aesthetic is all about, but like the way you said it just like made me think about it in a different way.
All right, cool.
So that kind of, I want you to tie it in a little bit, because I'm realizing what you're saying is kind of tied to my last question in that, how have you created beautiful things so far in 2020, and what is your what are your plans to continue to create beautiful things for the rest of the year? So that can be, you know, is that a short-term plan when we were talking about, you know, vision, or is that like something that you're going to get done this year, or
I guess I want to call it both. Like, I'm thinking of it as a short-term plan, but it is something that's going to probably take this year for me to finalize, because as I'm thinking about that, I have some songs that I've been, you know, sitting on and haven't like kind of waiting to put out that are done, that are more, how would I call it? They're like Sukus inspired. So they're kind of like more related to, you know, my parents' roots and like that side of my life. So I kind of consider that like two separate things. I don't know how to describe it. So like, I want to put out some of these, you know, kind of dancey, guitar-y singles and then just have that be.
They'll have that more roots feel. Yeah.
And then kind of, cause I mean, the stuff from my 30-day challenges, it's kind of like all over the place. So
of course.
I feel like they both together, they kind of represent an entire picture of me, but the stuff that's more like roots inspired, you know, that's been what I've been working on for the past few months, I'm kind of just, you know, recording this in my room and trying to make sure it sounds perfect before I show anybody. So yeah.
Don't wait too long. We want to hear it. It is it's your sonic picture of what's right now. I think, you know, it's really important to, I know it's like we're all like perfectionists when it comes to this, but it's really important not to keep things, everything in the vault for too long.
Oh yeah, for real.
Because then you start to get isolated from it. You start to like distance yourself from it, and then it's like, it's sometimes hard to like promote it genuinely because it's like you're not identifying with that person anymore.
One of the first projects I ever wrote was like right after I did my senior project at Cal Poly. Like I finished that, and then the relationship I was in, it ended, and I had maybe a month before the end of the semester or the end of the quarter, and I told myself, okay, I have 30 days. I'm gonna write, you know, 4 or 5 songs. And whatever I come out with, I'm just going to record it so I don't have time to second guess myself. And like you're saying, you might not feel connected to like promote it genuinely, but like when I recorded these songs in these 4 weeks and, you know, mixed them and put them up, and I was able to show people like, this is exactly how I'm feeling right now. And like, I would love for you to hear it. Like, it was a totally different vibe than what you're saying, how even the songs I'm thinking of now that I'm waiting to put out, it doesn't feel quite the same because it's been a while since I, you know, started writing them and started recording them. So I totally understand that difference in energy when you're like, you have something new, and it's like, that was kind of the goal for me doing that in the first place, was to not give myself time to second guess myself. And it ended up being like, it ended up working out. So I got to kind of, thank you for reminding me of that. That's kind of like what I got to get back to.
Of course. And I need to listen to that too, because like I'll sit, it's not, to me, you know, it's funny is the songs that I write, like they become more true with time. Like me and my producer have this thing about like, I have prophetic like songwriting when it comes to my life and about myself. So it's what I'm going through at the moment, but then it morphs and changes into something more rich as time goes on. So I don't really have that problem, I guess, but like I do it's still relevant to me because it's like, if I sat on Holy Ground or like Out of Eden, you know, for too long, it's still like, I'm still changing as a person. And like, I just feel that it needs to come out of me because other people also need to hear it as well. So it's not like my music, all that shit, but like, it's like, I really just have to share it. It's just like, you know, this is, I don't know. It's like vomit, you know?
It is kind of vomit, right? That it has, you might think it has flaws, or that it's not as perfect as it could be, but that, like you said, if that inspires somebody else to express themselves, like they need to know that it's not going to look perfect if they have that kind of emotion or if they're going through something like that. So yeah, I think you definitely have the right idea in wanting to put it out for that reason.
Yeah. Yes, I did it. I did something right. Are there any other beautiful things that you are looking to create in 2020 before we go?
I'm kind of, I guess my YouTube page, I like to do guitar covers. That's kind of like something that keeps me, keeps my chops up as far as, you know, not getting too lazy playing. And I have a video that I put up like maybe 3 weeks ago of like a Suku's cover. So very African-y, very Carnival Cruise-y sounding. Someone told me that once and that like bugged me, but they were very right. So like,
you were like offended at first, and then you're like, oh wait.
Yeah. Someone's like, man, you need to be on a cruise, man. I'm like, dude. Yeah. So anyway. So yeah, YouTube, Martin Gashiri Experience. It'll all come up. Yeah.
I am so into it. I don't think I'm subscribed, so I'm going to
subscribe. I just hit 150 like yesterday, so.
Oh my God, let me you subscribe not to you.
One of the 150.
You apparently not. Am I? I don't know. I need to check.
I don't know. We'll see. Better late than never.
Right. Okay. Thank you so, so much for joining me. This was a different interview. You know, sometimes in the preliminary call, like there's like, I think it's going to be like this. And then it always turns up turning into something else, which is, oh, but it's always
better.
Yeah,
this was different than I was expecting, but yeah. I'm like excited to see how this comes out.
It's always better. It's always like, it's like different, but then it's like, oh, we explored like different things. We explored what we were talking about, but like in a new and fresh and, you know, positive way. And a very, in very consumable way, I'm hoping. So, awesome. Please remind us where we can find you again on the internet.
Instagram, YouTube, SoundCloud, the Martin Gashiri Experience, GACHIRI. There you go. Mm-hmm. Everything you need to know.
The Experience. Yes. And SoundCloud is your main dude for streaming and things like that. Okay. Amazing. Amazing. Thank you so much. And everyone out there listening and watching, I love you guys so much. It's just amazing. We have come, I think, so far on this podcast. It is getting on not a full year yet, but it's been crazy. I can't believe that I'm still doing this and that this is the one thing that I've done consistently. And I just want to thank you all for being here and just being just beautiful listeners. You've got to subscribe to Martin Gashiri. You've got to listen to him on SoundCloud, follow him on SoundCloud. And if you are not yet subscribed to me on YouTube, what the fuck are you doing? Because it's right there. If you've managed to get this far, why didn't you subscribe? and to Martin, of course. And if you are listening to this on audio, please share it with another beautiful creator you know. You're giving them a beautiful gift. You're giving me a wonderful gift. I am so thrilled to see what the future holds for all of us. But I have to sign off now. So until then, I will see you next week, right? I did that backwards. I will see you next week. But until then, go create. Wow.
I like that.
Oh my God. Martin. I will see you next week, but until then, let's go create beautiful things. Bye-bye.